Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Test before he becomes king. In a few chapters, he assumes he becomes king of Israel. But this was the last test for him, and it was a tough one. When it hit home, what will your response be? That's why the home is so important. What happens in your home will determine what person you really are. You can put a facade out here all you want, but I'm telling you, if I come visit you, I come to your house, it'll make a difference. What you do at your house is going to make a difference. So, we see that God protected David even when David wasn't there. Now, what was David's response? Well, probably like everybody responds. We already read it. They wept till they had no more power to weep. I don't know if you remember when Lazarus died. The shortest verse in the Bible says what? Jesus wept. It is a natural thing to weep. Like JC's family, I'm sure there's going to be some weeping going on there. And I like what he said, that, you know, he prayed that his brother doesn't suffer. You know, I really was really angry at my mom for a long time when my dad, he died of cancer. And she said she prayed that the Lord take him. I'm like, what is this woman talking about? But her love for him was greater. I wanted the physical here, but she knew he was going to a better place. Like I told you, death should be a celebration. We should not really sorrow. So it was a celebration. So the natural thing to do is to weep. But the next response that David did was he encouraged himself, and you better not stop there, in the Lord. He could have said, hey, I did all this, but he encouraged himself in the Lord. What has the Lord done for me in the past? Think about what he's done. I know when I'm going through stuff, I say, man, but the Lord delivered me through all of this. And it brings joy to your heart when you think about what he's delivered you from. So think about that. So David wept, and then he encouraged himself in the Lord, and he remembered what God had did for him in the past. We talked about defeating the bear and the lion, defeating Goliath, defeating many of armies. Saul is on his trail. I mean, Saul almost had him one time. He walked past him and David was able to cut something off of him. I mean, Saul was on his trail, but the Lord protected him from everything. So David encouraged himself in the Lord. And then what I want you to know is what he did. He did this. He inquired of the Lord. So many a times, whenever we are hurt, we want to react. But God wants us to be proactive. Because whenever we make quick decisions, we're going to mess it up. This is why God always says, be still. I'm going to show you a couple of things here. You remember when God was delivering the children of Israel from Egypt, and they were trapped at the Red Sea. And they say, oh, Moses, why did you bring us out here to get killed? What was Moses' response? Look, I want to read it. Here's Moses' response. Look at Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. We're talking about don't make quick decisions. David could have ran. I'm pretty sure he was scared. They were talking about, hey, I'm going to stone you. 600 men against one. David, I mean, he could have ran. But here you go. Here's what Moses told the children of Israel. Exodus 14, 13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.